Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 13th week of the 2023 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline for final adoption of conference reports on appropriations and revenue bills and for conference reports on general bills and constitutional amendments to be filed has passed. The Mississippi Legislature has officially adjourned sine die for the 2023 regular legislative session this past weekend. Unfunded mandate language removed from House Bill 1111. House Bill 1111 was a measure originally drafted to address county court jurisdictions for termination of parental rights when it passed the House chamber. Yet when it got to the Senate, this measure was amended with a committee strike-all amendment, and the entire body of the language addressing parental rights was removed, and it was replaced with language creating a statewide county court system with unfunded mandates. Note: the conference committee met and removed the statewide county court system unfunded mandated language. Additional note, the conference report has been adopted by both chambers and will now be transmitted to the governor for consideration. Homestead exemption reimbursement fully funded, Senate Bill 3022. This act is an appropriation measure for the Mississippi Department of Revenue. Located in Section 7 of this bill is the appropriation line item for the homestead exemption reimbursement. This legislation currently has the reimbursement being funded at $92 million. This represents a $1.4 million increase from last year's reimbursement. Note, the conference report has been adopted by both chambers and will now be transmitted to the governor for consideration. This was an MAS proposal item. $100 million awarded for the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund, Senate Bill 3120. This measure makes a fiscal year 2024 appropriation from the state capital expense funds to the Mississippi Department of Transportation for certain infrastructure expenses. Located in Section 4 of this measure is a line item appropriation for the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund to be funded at $100 million. Note, the conference report has been adopted by both chambers and will now be transmitted to the governor for consideration. This is an MAS proposal item. Current 5% use tax diversion split to address local system bridge program and county bridges on the state aid road system, House Bill 1734. Section 1 of this measure splits the 5% use tax diversion, with 2.5% going to the local systems bridge program and 2.5% going towards the Office of State Aid Road Construction for county state aid bridges. Note, the conference report has been adopted by both chambers and will now be transmitted to the governor for consideration. Legislature make revenue available for rural fire truck funding, House Bill 1605. House Bill 1605 makes an appropriation for the purpose of defraying the expenses of the Mississippi Department of Insurance for fiscal year 2024. Section 13 of this measure funds the annual fire fund at $9 million. MAS has been informed that the $9 million can be authorized by the State Insurance Commissioner to provide funding for rural fire truck program funding. Note, Section 14 of this measure funds the Rural Fire Truck Matching Assistance Grant Fund at $2 million. Additional note, the conference report has been adopted by both chambers and will now be transmitted to the governor for consideration. Rural Fire Truck funding is an MAS proposal item. Beaver Controlled Assistance Program funded, Senate Bill 3013. Senate Bill 3013 makes an appropriation for the purpose of defraying the expenses to the State Department of Agriculture and Commerce for fiscal year 2024. Note, Section 4 of this measure funds the Beaver Control Assistance Program at $1.1 million. Additional note, the conference report has been adopted by both chambers and will now be transmitted to the governor for consideration. This is an MAS-supported item. Mandated payment increases to counties for housing state inmates heads to the governor, Senate Bill 2495. Senate Bill 2495 introduces an effort to expedite the removal of state inmates from county jails as early as practicable. This measure states that the Mississippi Department of Corrections shall pay the county jails for housing state offenders out of any available funds. The mandate is as follows: $25 per day per offender days 1 through 30, and $32 per day per offender days 31 or greater. Note, the conference report has been adopted by both chambers and will now be transmitted to the governor for consideration. This is an MAS-supported item. Construction permitting, Senate Bill 2612. Senate Bill 2612 brings forward code sections concerning local permitting and State Board of Contractors licensing. Within Section 1 of this measure, the mandate requiring counties to issue permits as a condition to construction within an unincorporated area is addressed with new language. The new language states that each county with a population under 20,500, according to the most recent federal census, may opt out of requiring such permitting by a majority vote of the Board of Supervisors made before December 31st, 2023. Such an opt-out shall only be effective until July 1st of 2028. Note, the conference report has been adopted by both chambers and will now be transmitted to the governor for consideration. This will conclude this year's MAS Legislative Update. Please stay tuned for the MAS and Planning and Development District Tour across the state, where we will talk about these bills in more detail and open up for more conversation. Thank you.